Hey there, Audio Boo. AdamDanielMazet.com. This is Toronto, Canada. Thanks again for listening. How's it going? You know, something that perhaps has been mentioned here before on one audio channel or another, most likely on AudioBoo.com, has to do with the concept of conservation. What do I mean by that? Well, I was at the gym today, and today happened to be one of those days at the gym where I like to just really pound it out on the cardio machines. I'm not big into the weights. I used to be when I was younger. I kind of do different sort of exercises these days. I'm not big on the machines and having arms, you know, bigger than most people's legs, and being really kind of beefy. I'm very well defined for my age. I'm going off on a tangent about my body here. That's not what I wanted to talk about. But as I'm working at kind of improving myself, and I was on the rowing machine today on the Concept 2, and I was going through several routines, and I like to give a good half hour, and I kind of have a little routine that I do that I'm thinking of making some changes to. When it comes to exercise, incidentally, it's always good to switch things up every so often. I learned that from personal trainers. Don't keep like a steady routine. Mix it up, change the order, change the exercises, and always surprise your body with a new move. And I think I'm approaching that period of time in my exercise career, quote-unquote, where it's time for a little bit of a change, because I've been doing probably the same routine for the last month. Anyway, so while I'm there yanking away at the kind of makeshift skulls, you know, at the row, and I'm just cranking away, and you're looking at the stats, you know, on the screen in front of you, which I guess was designed by a very competitive engineer. So you get a chance to see, you know, your progress around the track. Because it's all fiction, right? You're just sitting there, you know, in the middle of the gym floor, wherever they've placed the Concept 2s, and you're just cranking away. And a lot of people, after seeing how I kind of, I slam the machine, so to speak, a lot of older people will come up to me and say, like, what are you thinking about when you're just cranking it like that, you know? So I change the grips. Again, my friend Harmony Tapper from Philadelphia gives me these great tips, and I change the grips on the skull so that I go overhand grip, underhand grip, and I've even heard people that do sideways grips, which is kind of bizarre in my thinking, but any event. So one guy asked me, like, what are you thinking about? And I'm thinking about a lot of different things, really. I'm trying to create scenarios in my mind to make myself believe that I'm actually in a competition of sorts. But I think, again, I'm going off on a bit of a tangent, but again, I think one of the things that I like about rowing is I'm in a battle against myself, meaning I'm not competing against anybody, unless there's somebody in the machine beside me, if there's a two-machine setup. But I'm just kind of refusing to give up. Like, you know, you'll see a lot of people, they'll go hard for a little bit and then they'll stop. Some people just don't have the desire to want to exercise that hard. And I don't blame them. It's not something for everybody. But so I'll really go hard. I'm thinking to myself all the time, I'm going, you know, just don't give up. Don't give up. Before I achieved a little bit of success in work, one of the things that I really liked the most were my weekly gym sessions, because it was kind of the one thing that I had going for me in my life that I was really good at and that I can entirely control the success of. That I could essentially be the boss of, if I can say it like that. And I really admired what I was able to do at the gym, especially in my late 20s and my early 30s. It's not to say that I've slowed down in any respect with the gym workouts or what have you, but that sounded very Irish, but I'm really kind of... what do I want to say with this? This is what I'm thinking about when I'm on the rowing machine. All right, so the point of today's boo after 5 minutes of intro and blah, 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 was what if we could harness some of the energy that people like myself are generating when we're actually cranking away at our various machines? We had a full gym today. I go to a lot of different locations to do a little bit of a rotation of different spots. We had a full house today. Honest to goodness, we had a full house. Like at prime time after work in the PM hours. It was busy. There are a lot of people in that gym of both genders just jamming away on their machines. Especially when it comes to the cardio machines, it can't be all that difficult to install some technology that harnesses some of the energy that's being generated on some of those machines. For example, if you look at some of the standalone stationary bikes, stationary bicycles, for example, I have one in my house that I use on days when I don't show up at the gym, and it's rare that I do that, but I just want to get a workout in, so I'll bike. That's an entirely standalone machine. It doesn't have any connections to any walls. All the power that's being generated is being generated by the locomotion or the kinetic energy of the pedaler, of the cycler. So, you know, in the same way, some of those sexy machines, the cardio machines, the elliptical machines, and the stair climbers, and these other kind of things, like they have these machines, I don't know what they call them exactly, but they're like ski machines where you can kind of mimic a cross-country ski. You know, to install devices that actually harness the energy that's being generated by those different repetitive motions, like the people, the 100 or so people that were in that gym tonight, give or take, maybe, you know, fluctuating 100 people, maybe even 120 people, we definitely could have produced literally enough energy to power a small neighborhood, a small suburb. Honestly, like, everybody was cranking away, especially the guys that are, like, pounding away at the weights. I mean, the weight room's a little bit more difficult to capture because you can't really, you know, whatever. You can't, like, put... Well, maybe you can. You know, you can install, like, little devices in weight plates. I know this is a bit of an outlandish idea, but this is the colossal amount of waste of energy that's going on in a gym, whereas that's a place where the perfect opportunity for, there's that word, conservation of energy can actually occur in a gym. See, when I go into different rooms in the gym, and some gyms are just one big open space, like tonight the gym location that I had gone to was one big open mammoth space, and I actually like it because there's fantastic airflow and there's a lot of space to move around between the aisles and the machines. And the machines are, again, segue, the machines are arrayed in such a way that you can look onto the floor and see who's coming in and going out, as opposed to some of the machines in some of the smaller gym locations. They're like the rowing machines, they're shunted off into, like, that's when your imagination really has to come into play. Because they shunt the machines off into these little small areas, and you're like literally looking into a wall for the 30 or 25 or 20 minutes of your row, which is probably why a lot of people just get up and fuck off, because they can't really stand the monotony of the thing. But in any event, in this open gym space, there's such a capacity for at least the people in the room powering the needs of the gym and what it requires to feed the power requirements that is for that location. It's a no-brainer. I don't see why it's being done more often, but I guess it's just too hard to set up until, you know, somebody from on high drops the boom and says this is a mandatory requirement, you know, that nobody does it. It just doesn't make any sense. You know, and the machines can be as sexy and sleek and well-designed with their interesting, whatever the material, you know, that they're encased in. It can still be as modern and cutting-edge. They can still look, you know, very 21st century and sleek and with all the great graphics and games and add-ons and USB ports and all the shit that they have on machines these days. But at least, you know, give them a measure of giving back what people put into them, you know? It just doesn't make any sense, again. Again, I'm not like, my ass is not burning, so to speak, about this particular thing. I just think that it's kind of silly. It's wasteful. I'm kind of anti-waste. All right, so that's kind of what I was thinking about. I was at the gym today. I'll take a photo of the Concept 2s, the latest in rowing machines that I use. They're not very sophisticated devices, but they really do the trick. And I'm glad that they're there, and most of the gym locations of the chain of gyms in here in the city of Toronto that I go to are at least upgraded, and they have these great polyurethane grips, you know, just, and you can really crank the hell out of it, which is just great. And just, I like to take care of the machines too, and I see people just kind of drop sweat and crap on them, and they don't wipe them off after. So people, clean your fucking machines, please. I should actually put that up on a gym. Like, please clean your fucking machine. Get it? On the wall. Anyway, my name, Adam Daniel Mezei. M-E-Z-E-I is how you spell my name. Thank you again for listening. I've had a blast with this audio this Thursday evening. And thank you again to those people who have brought me back into the audio fold, because it's just like it was before. At the Real ADM on Twitter.